You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
Hey guys, this is Candy. I know that you're used to hearing me tell you a story, a dirty, fictitious tale that someone else has written for me, spewing all those dirty words that make your dick throb, moaning and slurping and coming to hopefully push you over the edge. I really don't know if that's going to happen or not, because today, there is no script. Today, I'm just here to tell you the truth. When I was younger, I used to be an insatiable little slut. I was addicted to turning guys on. No surprise, right? Because my body of work would stand to prove that I still suffer from that addiction. But when I was younger, I was really, really promiscuous. I don't think I told you just what a cheating little whore I was until now. So, I was still living at home with my parents when I started dating this guy that I met at a diner. I'm just going to call him Greg. It's close to his name. So, I had graduated high school, and I decided that I wanted to move out of my parents' house and get my own place. And since I was dating Greg, and he had a job, I suggested we move in together, because he was still living with his mom. That's another story. Turns out he was the biggest mama's boy loser I'd ever met. Too bad I was too blinded by his big fuckstick at the time to realize it. In fact, sex was really all we had in common, come to think of it. So anyway, we found this apartment, and it was moving day. So Greg and Micah had carried all the heavy furniture up first, and then they started carrying in boxes, which meant that now they weren't carrying things together. They kind of split up, and one would go out while the other one was coming back in. And at one point, Micah came into the kitchen where I was to get a drink, and Greg went back down for another box run. I already told you that I was an insatiable flirt. Well, Micah was pretty much cut from the same cloth, and we had been flirting with each other for a while at work anyway. The weekend before that, we had made out one night after the bar closed.